Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth. Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. You guys always send in such crazy stories about your neighbor disputes, but this one takes the cake. Full-on backyard war.
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Passive-aggressive pranks, late-night shenanigans, a battle of wills worthy of, like, Sun Tzu.
It's amazing what people will do over a few feet of grass.
Right. So the scene is this: you're in this townhouse complex with a shared backyard situation. No fences, just a row of porches leading out to this common area, and that's where the trouble starts.
Sounds peaceful so far.
Oh, just, you wait. So you mentioned this late night encounter with a mysterious hooded figure walking their dog. But it wasn't just a quick, like, stroll through the yard, was it?
Definitely not. The way you described it, you immediately felt uneasy, like someone was intentionally overstepping a boundary.
Yeah, and, you know, there's this thing about personal space, right?
Yeah.
Even without fences, there's this unspoken sense of territory.
Absolutely, and that's what's so interesting about this story. It really highlights those unwritten rules of neighborly conduct.
It gets creepier, though.
Yeah.
You described their dog as this, like, enormous slobbering creature. And it started leaving presents in your designated patch of grass. Repeatedly, no cleanup, of course.
Classic.
It's like, come on, you've got your own two pups, you know, carefully trained, and then this interloper comes in marking territory.
There's a primal element to that, both for the dogs and probably for you too. It's a territorial challenge, and the fact that it's ignored just ramps up the tension.
Oh, for sure. Mm. So, being the reasonable person you are, you start with those polite notes. Please don't walk your dog through my yard. The kind you hope will magically solve everything.
We've all been there.
Right, but no such luck. The notes get ignored and things escalate. Now, there are two people on these late night excursions, one with a flashlight scanning your yard.
Like they're casing the joint.
It's giving major watching you vibes. And then comes the clincher, an empty beer can and a dirty sock left on your porch. I mean, what message are they even trying to send with that?
It's a dominance display. They're pushing your buttons, testing your limits, and seeing how far they can go before you react.
And react. You did. You went over, knocked on their door, hoping for an adult conversation. Mm-hmm. But you said you were met with this, like, young woman with a glazed expression. And her response was truly baffling.
What'd she say?
We're allowed to walk anywhere. There's no fence.
Wow. Some people just don't get it.
I know, right? You tried to explain, you know, it's not about fences. It's about basic respect. But it fell on deaf ears. And things just spirals from there. More dog walks, more trash, and then bam, you wake up to your porch completely TP.
A classic.
Oh, it's a classic for a reason, right? But you were just getting started. You decided to fight fire with slightly wetter fire, a motion-activated sprinkler system.
Tell me you got this on camera.
Oh, yeah. The image of the hooded figure Getting drenched is priceless. But of course, this is a war with no real winners. They retaliated and things got even weirder.
Weirder how?
Glitter bombs, missing trash cans, and this is where it gets really messed up. You found rotting chicken hidden in your bushes.
Oh, that's crossing a line. It's no longer about territory. It feels personal and malicious.
Totally. So you tried going to the HOA,
mm-hmm.
right? Hoping for some kind of intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Basically useless. Unless they're damaging property or causing harm, there's nothing we can do.
It's so frustrating when the authorities are powerless.
It is. So you upped the ante. A fake surveillance camera with a blinking red light motion sensor lights, turning your backyard into a spotlight stage, and a Bluetooth speaker hidden in the bushes, playing dog whistle sounds.
That's amazing psychological warfare.
But then came the twist. The police showed up at your door.
What? Seriously, why?
They had filed a harassment complaint, claiming you were filming them without consent and creating a hostile environment.
Wow, talk about turning the tables. That's a really savvy, albeit manipulative, move on their part. It just goes to show how easily the narrative can be flipped and why having clear evidence is so crucial in these types of disputes.
It's crazy, right? Suddenly you're the one on the defensive. Luckily, they ended up moving out due to unpaid rent, so the war ended. But not without leaving you with this lingering sense of unease.
It's a victory, but a bittersweet one. It really highlights the emotional toll these conflicts can take, even when you're in the right.
Like a psychological hangover.
Yeah.
The threat is gone, but you're still feeling vulnerable, wondering if it could happen again, which makes you think, what would you have done differently?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's easy to judge from the outside, but when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to stay rational.
Totally. It's like that constant push and pull between standing your ground and not, you know, making things worse. You don't want to be a pushover, but you also don't want to end up in a full-blown feud with the people living right next door.
It's such a delicate balance.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. Every situation is so unique, you know, with its own mix of personalities and circumstances.
Absolutely. So looking back on your experience, what are some, like, key takeaways?
Mm.
What can we all learn from this backyard battle royale?
Well, for starters, it really highlights how important clear communication is right from the beginning. If you can try to connect with your neighbors early on, set some ground rules, you know, establish those boundaries. It's like preventative diplomacy.
Right, like a preemptive strike of politeness.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, neighbor, just wanted to chat about the shared backyard. No fences, I know, but maybe we can all try to, like, stick to our own sections.
Exactly. Just laying the groundwork for some respectful coexistence. But as your story shows, that's not always possible. Some folks just aren't open to reason.
Yeah, which brings us to takeaway number two. Documentation is key. Keep a record of incidents, dates, times anything that could be useful as evidence if things escalate.
Absolutely. Details matter. Having a detailed log can be super helpful if you need to involve authorities or a mediator. It establishes a pattern of behavior, not just a he said, she said situation.
And speaking of mediators, takeaway number three might be don't be afraid to get outside help, whether it's the HOA, a community mediation program, or even law enforcement if necessary. Sometimes a neutral third party can help de-escalate things, or at least provide some guidance.
Totally agree. Trying to handle everything yourself can be exhausting, and it might not even work. Sometimes you just need backup.
Right. But, as we saw with your HOA experience, sometimes that backup is slow to arrive or totally ineffective.
Yeah, it's true. It's frustrating, for sure. But it also kind of underscores the need to be resourceful and find those creative solutions. Sometimes you just got to think outside the box. Which, of course, brings us back to your ingenious use of motion-activated sprinklers, fake security cameras, and dog whistle soundtracks.
You were like a backyard MacGyver.
Right. It might not have solved everything permanently, but it definitely sent a message.
It did. And sometimes that's all you can do. Make it clear that you're not going to be an easy target. That you'll defend your space, even if it takes some unconventional tactics. Okay, so we've got communication, documentation, seeking outside help, and embracing our inner creative genius. Any other wisdom you'd share with listeners who might be facing their own backyard battles?
You know, something people often overlook is their own well-being. These situations can be so draining emotionally and mentally. Don't hesitate to set boundaries for your own self-care.
Oh, that's such a crucial point. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, you know, and let it consume you. But taking care of yourself has to be a priority.
For sure. Take breaks when you need them. Vent to friends or family you trust. Do things you enjoy that help you de-stress. Remember, you don't have to fight every battle. Sometimes the smartest move is disengaging and focusing on your own peace of mind.
So what does this all mean for our listeners? How do we navigate the minefield that is neighbor relations? Especially when things get messy.
I think it boils down to a few key things. Be proactive, be informed, be resourceful, and above all, be kind to yourself. Remember, you're not alone in this. Neighbor disputes are unfortunately a universal experience. But by sharing our stories and learning from each other, we can equip ourselves to handle these challenges with a little more grace and a lot less glitter.
Well said. You know, listening to your story and all these different strategies, it really makes me think, what would I do if I were in your shoes? That motion-activated sprinkler is brilliant, but I'm not sure I'd have the guts to pull off some of those other moves.
It's easy to play armchair quarterback, isn't it? But in reality, we all react differently to stress and conflict. Some folks are more confrontational, others prefer to avoid direct confrontation.
Right, and there's the legal side of things to consider too. Even pranks that seem harmless could land you in hot water, like when the police showed up at your door.
Oh, that's such a critical point. We need to be aware of the laws in our area regarding things like harassment, property damage, and surveillance. What you might see as a harmless prank could be interpreted very differently by your neighbor or by law enforcement.
So where does that leave us? Are we doomed to live in fear of our neighbors constantly walking on eggshells just to avoid setting off a backyard war?
I wouldn't say doomed. No, I think there's actually a lot we can do to build positive relationships with our neighbors, even when things get a bit tricky, you know? Simple things like being friendly, respecting shared spaces, and communicating openly can really go a long way.
It's like creating this DMZ of good vibes, right? A buffer of smiles and casual waves.
Exactly. And if conflict does arise, you know, approach it with empathy and a willingness to find common ground. Remember, most people aren't setting out to be the nightmare neighbor. Often it's a result of miscommunication stress or just different lifestyles and expectations clashing.
So instead of grabbing the glitter bombs and dog whistles, maybe we should be reaching out with a plate of cookies or an invitation to a backyard barbecue.
Now you're talking. Sometimes the best way to win a neighbor dispute is to turn that adversary into an ally. A little food diplomacy can work wonders.
Food always brings people together, right? Well, folks, that's our deep dive for today. Another fascinating peek into the wild world of human behavior. We explored the psychology behind neighbor disputes, the art of passive-aggressive warfare, and the importance of taking care of ourselves in the midst of all the chaos.
It's been a thought-provoking conversation for sure.
And before we wrap up, we want to leave you with a question to ponder. Imagine you're in that situation. Your neighbor's pushing your buttons, testing your limits. What's your go-to move? Are you a master of subtle retaliation? A champion of open communication, or a strategic avoider? Head over to our social media channels and let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your experiences, and your own tips for navigating the backyard battleground. And who knows, your story might just inspire our next deep dive.
You never know.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay peaceful. Even if that means investing in some really good noise-canceling headphones.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 8/7 to 8/20. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.